Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Colin Burry, who is a principal with Gensler in San Francisco. Colin, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate you spending time with us and our listeners. I wanted to talk to you about going to NeoCon, but before we get into that, why don't we get our audience familiar with you? You are in San Francisco, and you're with Gensler. Is there an area that you specialize in?
Yeah, I primarily specialize in workplace, but that's even a little bit of a misnomer because I've done things like airports and convention centers and showrooms and some product design and a number of different things. So, but yeah, my primary focus is definitely workplace.
Okay, and your background, have you been with Gensler long? Tell us a little bit about your history.
Yeah, so I'm actually, I hail from Canada originally, and then I went to school in Los Angeles and worked my first 10 years of my career down in San Diego. And 1995, I moved up to San Francisco and joined Gensler.
And being in San Francisco, you're in Silicon Valley, which means that I bet you get to work on some pretty neat projects.
You know what? It's really amazing. I was just listening to NPR this morning, and you know, there's this battle going on between Samsung and Apple, and ironically, both of those are my clients, and it's been amazing to have sort of a front row seat to see what's happening and all the amazing thinking. We've had the pleasure now of working for quite a few years with Apple and doing the Apple Retail Group's offices around the world, being kind of one person removed from Steve Jobs and sort of learning from all the amazing thinking and just the way he approaches problems and having that diffuse and kind of filter into almost absolutely everything we do. So being here, seeing that, experiencing it firsthand, seeing other projects that we have for Google and other kinds of clients here in the Valley, it kind of feels like ground zero of the world in a lot of ways in terms of innovation and all the entrepreneurialism. You know, I just had lunch from a really cool startup cafe that's doing like all healthy organic food. Not only technology, it's food. It's, you know, completely rethinking transportation with, like, you know, the services that Uber are offering around kind of democratizing and making really easy getting a taxi or a black town car in the city, or a company like Square that's kind of revolutionizing how credit cards are used and making them accessible to pretty much anybody that has a need. So it's a pretty exciting time to be living and working in San Francisco and, you know, sort of in this bevy of creativity and entrepreneurialism that's happening.
I guess you enjoy coming to work.
Yep, definitely. Yeah.
And did you ever meet Steve Jobs?
No, it's funny because at the head of that design for the retail group, you know, it's always like our job is to keep everybody as far away from Steve as possible, you know, because he had a little bit of a reputation. And so, you know, we would be in the same building with him and they would literally cordon off or screen off areas when he was there. So, no, but I really feel like I did meet him in so many ways because, you know, all of his disciples and people that we worked really closely with were basically the mediums for the ideas and things that he was sharing with us to make offices that much better or more beautiful and, you know, all the different things we've done with them.
Well, that's a lot of good background. I appreciate that. So I wanted to talk to you about NeoCon. Do you go every year?
Yeah, I've actually gone for about 23 years now in a row, and I don't think I've ever missed a year. There may have been one year that I decided not to go, but pretty much I've gone every single year. Okay. And, you know, originally kind of through involvement that I had with a professional organization called IBD that is now IIDA, and then sort of growing it. So, you know, for quite a few years, I did showrooms for Allsteel at the Mart, and then, you know, as an attendee, or this year, we're taking two clients and we'll be touring them around the Mart and showing them new products for projects that we have coming up.
So it's interesting to see how you work the show. So you're taking clients this year, and I guess you've got appointments set with these furnishings suppliers that you'll be bringing your clients to, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you was how you spend your time, how you work the show. So with clients that will alter, you won't have a lot of time just to look around and look for new ideas, will you?
Not really. I mean, I definitely always try to make time for myself to go around, and I'm a little bit of a speed demon in terms of, like, you know, I go in the showroom, I tell them I have 5 minutes, and then I get out. I never schedule appointments because when you do, your whole day kind of gets taken up with appointments and you don't get to see everything. So, you know, I've gone now long enough that I have a pretty good idea of how to get through the Mart pretty quickly and kind of make the most of it, you know, starting at the top and working my way down and kind of focusing on my favorite showrooms, you know. But obviously when you're with a client, you have to schedule an appointment to make sure that you get to see the things that we want them to see.
So. Okay. So in those odd years when you don't have a client and you start on 11 and you work down through 8 and down to 3, do you have people that you, in particular, that you definitely want to go see because you know they're innovative? How do you schedule?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I try to focus on the companies that are doing more interesting things. I mean, Mahara, you know, HBF, Bernhard, of course, the majors, Vitra, people that are going to sort of inspire my thinking and kind of give me new ways of kind of approaching problems. I always think NeoCon's a great mind meld for all of us in terms of where are we as an industry, what are we thinking about, what should we be thinking about, you know, and I always kind of try to walk away with, here's what I learned, but here's what I think we should be thinking about, and then to push that out either through my projects or the projects we do, or, you know, if we're involved in product design, trying to kind of do something that's a little bit more revolutionary and not sort of just status quo or me too.
Are there any flooring companies in there that you'd like to go see?
Yeah, so Millikan, I've actually had a relationship with for many, many years. We designed back in about 2000, we did the oxygen line for them, okay. You know, which really kind of, I think for them, you know, kind of revolutionized how people thought of them. And, you know, they were always sort of covering up the fact that they did printed carpet. And we said, you know, stop hiding the fact that you do printed carpet and let's celebrate it and showcase, you know, the possibilities that can happen by doing that. And so it's really wonderful to see them and the things that they're doing currently, you know, with purchase of Constantine, where they're kind of taking the strengths of Constantine and the strengths of Millikan and merging them.
All right. Well, and, you know, you mentioned earlier that one of your clients is Google, and, you know, Google has taken over part of the Mart.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, the Motorola space, I believe, is going to be going in there, and our Chicago office is actually working on that currently.
You know, I don't know if you're going to be completely swamped with these clients, but will you have time to maybe check and see what Google's doing?
Probably, yeah. I mean, usually I get to spend a few minutes with Carlos Martinez and some of the other designers from Chicago, and we do a little bit of a mind meld and sort of share what, you know, each of us are working on. So definitely.
Well, Colin, I appreciate you spending time with us. Did want to see how you work the show. Again, we've been talking to Colin Burry, who's a principal with Gensler in San Francisco, about how he works NeoCon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.